Boxing champ Pernell Whitaker dies after being struck by car. By AP on July 15, 2019. Pernell Whitaker, an Olympic gold medalist and four-division champion who was regarded as one of the greatest defensive fighters ever, has died after being hit by a car in Virginia. He was 55. Police in Virginia Beach said the former fighter was hit by a car Sunday night. The driver of the car remained on the scene, and police said they were investigating the circumstances of the death. Sweet Pea was Whitaker's nickname, and it fit perfectly. He was a master of getting hit and not getting hit back. A southpaw who slipped in and out of the pocket and rarely gave an opponent an opportunity to land a clean shot. Whitaker won a gold medal at the 1984 Olympics in Los Angeles, one of nine U.S. champions that year, and made his pro debut on national television. He advanced quickly, and was fighting for a major title by his 17th fight, a loss to Jose Luis Ramirez that he would avenge the next year. But Whitaker was also known as the victim of one of the worst decisions in boxing. A draw that allowed Julio Cesar Chavez to remain unbeaten in their welterweight showdown before a crowd of more than 60,000 at the Alamo Dome in San Antonio in 1993. 4 years later, Whitaker was on the losing end of another difficult decision against Oscar De La Hoya in Las Vegas, a fight many ringsiders thought he had won. When you see the list of greatest boxing robberies in history, they were both number one and number two on the list, said Kathy Duva, his longtime promoter. And every list of top 10 fighters of all time he was on, too. Whitaker was a champion in four weight classes, winning his first one with a 1989 decision over Greg Haugen at lightweight, in a professional career that spanned 17 years. He finished with a record of 44-1 and was a first ballot selection into the International Boxing Hall of Fame. His style was unique and it was effective. A hit-and-don't-be-hit strategy that was later adopted by a rising young fighter named Floyd Mayweather Jr. Whitaker and Mayweather never met in the ring. But Whitaker did win a decision over Mayweather's uncle, Roger, in 1987. Still, it was two controversial decisions, one a draw, the other a loss, that may have defined his career more than anything. The first came against Chavez, the Mexican great who was unbeaten in 87 fights when he and Whitaker met in a highly anticipated fight in San Antonio,